Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
I mean, have you finished doing your email, Dave? Are you ready to give your audience the attention they deserve and they require?
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any audible evidence that I've not finished this email yet? I don't know what you're talking about.
Kind regards. Best wishes. Who's it to? Can you tell us? Can you let us in on the Dave Cribb admin?
It's not an email. It's a WhatsApp.
Oh, sure. I know. That's like an email, but for millennials. Yeah.
And then it's interesting. It's actually relevant to what I was going to tell you about today. This is going to sound very... What's the nice word for wanky?
Self-aggrandizing?
No, not really self-aggrandizing.
Pompous?
Just sort of... You know when you sort of say... So I've got a cleaner, right, for example, and sometimes when
Braggy,
I say
humble
I've got
brag.
A cleaner, it feels a bit like, yeah, you're a bit middle-classing it, and you're a bit like, do you know what I mean? That thing where right. You sort of say, oh, yeah. Anyway, so I'm WhatsApping my...
Smug.
I'm WhatsApping my dog behaviourist.
Wow. What are you? Are you grassing Herc up? Why? What's he done?
Not grassing Herc up. No, no, not at all. No, she's an excellent behaviourist. She used to work at Battersea, where we got Herc from.
Yeah.
And now she works elsewhere, but she does, like, a bit of freelance dog behaviourism. So she basically, like, comes around, well, pre-lockdown, came around once a week, did some, like, training stuff, you know, just teaching the dog how to be a good dog and all that sort of stuff.
I am a dog behaviourist, but any dog I ever interact with is always good. So I wouldn't say I'm a very picky dog behaviourist.
Because you just say good boy, good boy.
You're a good boy. You're a good girl. Oh, what a good girl. So in literally any dog, it could be a dog with a child's arm in its mouth, and I'll be like, oh, she's hungry. Give her the baby's arm, for goodness sake.
This is very much what my sister's like. Like, she's very... My sister works with dogs and is very, like, excellent with dogs. And in the right circumstances, obviously very good at, like, disciplining them and, you know, doing all the right things. But basically with my dog, while she's staying here, she absolutely loves... Herc, and so he'll steal something from me that he's absolutely not supposed to be stealing, a bit of food or something, and she'll just be like, oh, he's just, oh, what a cheeky, it's like, that's my fucking dinner, like, stop it, oh, he's just a bit hungry, it's like...
he's eating a whole garlic baguette, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a good job there's lockdown, because I've realised, you know the thing where you get your phone out, and people... sort of can accidentally quickly glance, you know, not deliberately, but if you're sitting next to someone, they'll be like, oh, that's a nice picture of something on the front of your screen, or you open it up and there's a text from someone, they're like, oh, that's a bit weird, you know, so sorry, I didn't mean to look, but I can't help but notice you've got a text from Richard Branson or whatever. I mean, that's never happened to me, but like a weird thing.
Yes. What I mean, it's sort of like a screens dropping.
Right, screens dropping.
Screens
exactly.
Dropping. I've got a really good screens dropping story. I'll come to that shortly. Keep going, though.
So I opened it the other day in front of my housemate, luckily it's all very explainable. But I realised that in the real world... So one of the things that Herc's been doing recently is he started humping. He's got to that age where he started doing a lot of humping.
Oh, that's my boy. Yeah, look at him go. And you want him to do more, right? to do it privately? You can't stop him from humping. Have you taken his cods off?
No. He's too young for that yet.
How old is he?
9 months.
Yeah, you could take the cods off before 9 months, can't you?
You can, yeah. After 6 months, you can. But the most modern research says you should do it between 12 and 18, really. Like, you should let the testosterone settle down before you do it. Otherwise, you're sort of whipping him off halfway through, and it's like a bit of a mental nightmare.
I wonder if my testosterone has settled down. I wonder if mine could come away now.
Yeah, it would save you a lot of faff, wouldn't it?
There's that famous story, isn't there, about, I think it was George Melly, who was a rampant philanderer. He was bisexual, but he was obsessed with sex. He really loved sex. And then he had a problem, and he had to have his testicles removed. And so he lost all of his libido. And he said it was like he'd spent all of his life up until that point shackled to an idiot.
Right.
And then as soon as his balls went, he was free. Isn't that interesting?
It is really interesting, isn't it? Because, like, I'll be honest, I imagine dogs don't want to have their balls whipped off. But the fact that we do it for a very specific reason, aka it's much less of a risk. It's probably much better for them in the long term in terms of their behaviour. And
yeah,
I just like, would that work? That probably should just be something that we all get into, shouldn't it?
Mm.
Save a lot of, like, a lot of the world's problems are sort of spearheaded by sexual aggression and sexual, you know, there's a lot of problems that could certainly be solved.
The actual physical presence of balls, I don't know about your balls, Dave, but my balls are tremendously uncomfortable.
Right, yeah.
Very uncomfortable balls. I'm constantly having to...
Uncomfortable?
Well, yeah, and if for anyone listening who doesn't have balls, just get two ping pong balls, just jam them right up high between your legs, and then try doing things like crossing your legs and... You know what I mean? Lunging, and maybe, I don't know, there's a whole range of things. There's a whole range of other things that I can't now think of. Sitting on a tube and having to sort of shuffle along on a hot day. Oh, balls are an absolute pain. And I, you know, once I've provided the world with two more me's, my balls, you know.
The poor world.
Yeah, quite. My balls have done what they came for, so to speak. And pop them off now, I think.
I mean, I feel like you're treading into that sort of territory where nobody that doesn't have balls is going to have any sympathy for your sort of, oh, it's a bit uncomfortable when I sit down sometimes.
I know that tits are uncomfortable as well, but I'm growing some of them, so I'm finding out about tits, and I get it, but balls are really uncomfortable.
I wasn't really referring to that.
All right, sorry.
You know, but what are we talking about? Balls?
Mate, you were texting, we got to balls because you were texting your dog behaviourist.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, do you know what? Weirdly, so... One of the first times in lockdown, I've actually been out today. I had to take my sister to the hospital to get her cast off.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you've done this recently, Tom, but it's very much related to the balls thing and the sort of discomfort and the restrictions. But I put something on this morning called, hang on, let me just double check the
code.
Underwear. I put some of that on this morning for, honestly, the first time in about 2 weeks.
Oh, hang on. No. Wait. Dave. Have you not been wearing pants for the last 2 months?
I'm mainly living in, like, pyjamas, effectively. Like, pyjama shorts is my go-to. And I just whack them on in the morning.
So you've taken off your ball bras? Because that's what they are, aren't they? They are... They're fuck, you have been swinging loose like a 70s feminist, but with balls. How is that feeling, putting pants back on? Because
it's
been...
awful, Tom. It's dreadful. It really is restriction. I was doing a lot. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into this is people don't want to hear this. But
I mean, so far this is my favourite episode. But yeah, keep going.
There's a lot of rearranging. There's a lot of like, oh god, this is not quite, you know.
Because
I've basically got a selection of, this is quite dull, but I've got a selection of like pajama / loungewear shorts. You know, the things that I can basically function as pyjamas, but are very much, you could walk outside in them.
Yes,
and people would be like, oh, that's just the guy wearing shorts.
People won't know you're commando. Imagine how many people now are just out and about, popping to the shops, commando. Of course they are.
It's one of the treats of lockdown.
I take lockdown has been great for genitals.
Yes, 100%.
Really has.
I imagine there's a lot of people that aren't wearing bras and haven't worn bras. You know, you see a lot of people on Twitter have been like, I can't remember the last time I wore a bra. And again, I think it's the same sort of thing. Like, these are sort of these items of clothing that just as soon as you're basically sitting around all day or whatever you're doing is become much, much less crucial.
Yeah, we're in unbrated territory. Really is a whole new world.
I'm very pleased with that.
Very pleased with that. Can I play a sting because that was that good?
Yep.
Thank you. Sting permission request there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, just as a bit of sort of like, if you want to do a bit of like on a training, it might be better do you want to try it again now, but if you just do the joke and then play the sting, it's much more effective and
that's
quick.
Better, is it? Okay, mate. Thank you so much. I'll tell you what, but hang on, but wait, but is there more to the story, or are we moving on after this?
No, there's more to the story. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to do a sting and then come back to the story. I feel like we need to finish the story.
We've already done the sting to start with.
So I know. Well, hang on. Let's do the rest of the story, and then at the end of the story, out of nowhere, apropos of nothing, I'll say we're in our unbra. Hang on, I need to write it down. Unbrated territory. Then I'll play a sting. Okay, Dave. Meanwhile, back at the story.
Anyway, Herc's been humping. And our behaviourist, Emily, who's wonderful, and she's like a dog whisperer, honestly. She's literal magic. But what she has suggested is that we basically monitor this behaviour for a week, and she can, you know, when he does it, why he does it, what time he does it, what days he does it.
See, now I've just got an image of you with a clipboard and a lab coat writing down notes every time your dog starts fucking a cushion. And that's a very pleasing image.
But this is it. And then she's going to analyse all the behaviour and be like, right, this is kind of some things we can do. So I opened my phone the other day in front of Cornelius, and it was just open on a note You know, you can see that the preview of the notes on your iPhone. So it's like the thing in the first two lines. And all it says is, Hump Diary, Monday the 19th, 10 a.m. It's like, it just looks like I am keeping a track of my very sort of scheduled sexual activity.
That's amazing. We should all be keeping sex diaries, whether it's with ourselves, with other people, or with items of furniture.
Or the cushion, yeah. Oh my exactly. God. That's delightful. You might say, Tom, that we're in
unbartered territory. Can I talk to you about screens dropping, please? Because I think this is a good one.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen something on someone's phone or screen that you don't want to see? Give us a call on the Twitter number. We'll play that in a bit. Do you remember those buildings where everyone used to go every day to do jobs?
Office.
Yeah, that's it. Office.
Yes, I would wear underwear there.
Sort of like pants, but for people. And that doesn't make sense. Anyway. That's a terrible line. Please edit that out.
No, that is absolutely staying. Anytime you say please edit that out, you do know that is like a guarantee stay. Yeah.
And Brad, pants, but for workers. Anyway, and I was working away. I went in to, because when you're a presenter at a station, radio station, which is obviously my side hustle to this, which is my main source of income, and you pop in, you see people, you sort of, you go in, shit everywhere, speak to everyone about different things, then you leave, right? And so I went in and I was talking to this girl, right? And I asked a question about a thing. She said, you need to speak to X, right? Let's call him Herc, because I like the name of your dog. So she said, you need to speak to Herc, right? I was like, absolutely cracking, I'll go and speak to Herc. As soon as I got to Herc, right, I walked up behind him and I saw popping up on his screen an email from the person who just said to me, go and speak to Herc. And I saw the email before, because I was walking up behind Herc, so he didn't know I was behind him. And the email popped up and it was from the person and it just said, sorry.
Just one word?
Just said sorry, because she had just sent me over to speak to him.
So funny.
Isn't that bad?
That's so funny.
So I arrived and I saw the email that said, hey, Herc, I'm really sorry, from...
And then how did you proceed?
Well, I just went, can I talk to you about the thing? And I said, then I had the chat about the thing that I wanted to talk to him about. But the whole time I was feeling a bit crushed.
Yeah, that is so funny, isn't it?
Yeah. But I mean, this guy is he's sort of well known for being sometimes a little bit... he's got about six jobs in one, so he's quite busy, and he's one of the people in the office we don't like to approach because he's doing 80,000 things. He's a genuinely lovely guy, and everyone is lovely where I work, genuinely, it's fine, but it is still quite dispiriting. Sorry.
Yeah. Do you think they just say that every time you send anyone over?
Well, I think there's often a perception as well in radio and TV land when it's a presenter, you know, they're all a bit like, oh, bloody presenters, you know what I mean? It's always a bit like making a fuss.
Yeah, making a fuss about a thing that we could just sort ourselves if the presenters weren't here faffing around.
Yeah, there's a bit of that. The presenters in TV land and radio land are like kids. We are giant kids. So, yeah. And to be fair, I did start humping his chair as well, so it's probably a reason why he was upset. But, I mean, yeah, where you go from that, I don't know. But it's, you know, screens dropping. There you go. If you have ever screens dropped something that you don't want to see, let us know. Give us a call on this number. Cabin FE83709.
Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name. Talking of the tweets, yes. I noticed this one from Robin a couple of days ago, and then I forgot to say it, but now it's too late, but also I'm going to say it because it's fun.
Well done, nice explanation, very succinct like that.
Quick succinct, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if lockdown's getting to me, but I really missed Cornelius talking about the bill today. That's from Tuesday.
For God's sake, it's the weakest thing we do.
I know, right?
We put out so much good stuff on this podcast on a daily basis. Then every now and again, Cornelius comes and takes us through an episode of an average show from a long time ago, and people love it, Dave.
A lot of love for, this is going to annoy me because it's going to please you, but a lot of people both enjoying that fact I did about dog shit on yesterday's podcast, about the way that the dogs, I'd say it's the best fact I've ever learned.
Reiterate the fact, please, in case someone's only just discovered.
I mean, kind of part of me wants to be like, if you're just listening for the first time, go, because it's a bit of podcast plugging, Tom. Don't tell them, but this will be an extra listen for us.
God, imagine if someone's listening to this for the first time, they'll be like, what the fuck has happened?
I mean,
here?
If you survived through all the ball chat, you're still here. Fair play to you. There's a good episode yesterday, though, with what's probably the best fact that I know now, plus Catherine Ryan. So it's a great, it's well worth a listen, isn't it?
Oh, but yeah, it is. It's a great episode. You should definitely tune in. Do we say that?
But it's about the way dogs excrete and why they do it. Mm. And a lot of people pointing out that I should have saved it for the brown note.
Yes, you should have. It's because you're slowly morphing into the brown note. If you don't know, the brown note is our Saturday show, a.k.a. Shattered Day show. And it's one of the highlights. Weirdly, hasn't been nominated for a podcast award. And the premise of the... of the brown note is you have to tell stories about when you shit your pants, and it is brilliant.
It's not been nominated for anything, Tom, because I am killing it. I've been killing it quietly and subtly.
Well, actually, Dave, I don't have a brown note for this weekend. In fact,
you know.
No, I don't have one. I've not got one ready, and I'm fucked if I'm going to go hunting for one. I'm not putting on my social medias, have you ever shat yourself? Give me a call. So I'm going to wait for the story to come to me. Maybe you're a listener and you've got a great story. Can you drop us a tweet at the above number, see above, and let me know, and I'll get in touch with you and we'll get you on the show. I think it's time we've got some listeners on, to be honest.
Well, so, talking of that, what are we doing tomorrow, Tom? What are we doing tomorrow?
You okay, Dave? You all right, Dave? Okay, mate. Come on, I'm not gonna. Dave, I'm not starting anything, mate. I'm not gonna start anything. I don't want to kick off. Okay, just chill out. Okay. Very angry at the moment.
No underwear Friday tomorrow. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's definitely it's no underwear Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, isn't it? For Dave Cribb.
Yep, I've been doing no underwear April and May so far.
I have always got underwear on in these situations. There's been other things that I've other corners that I've cut.
Right, like what?
Bored or tired?
Tired.
Okay. I have maybe, and this might change now because it's getting hotter, but I've not been showering every day. I've gone for an every other day shower scenario.
Oh, mate, you're embarrassing yourself.
No, that's not bad. That's not that bad.
No, exactly. You're embarrassing yourself. You're like one of those people that's like, oh my God, yeah, I haven't, sometimes I don't even do my taxes until the week after the window is open, you know, and everyone else is like, yeah, we do ours on January the 31st every year, you prick. I shower once every 4 days max.
What? And,
yeah.
Oh my God.
No underwear, no shower. What's the point, mate? Look, I'm doing my bit for the environment.
No
I'm
wonder Cornelius speaks like that when he does the bell, because he doesn't want to breathe too near you. That's what it is.
He isn't showering. No one's showering, mate.
Okay, fine. All right, good. I feel better about that. I would say I've got the same four items of clothing that have been on a rotation for the last 2 months. Like
absolutely.
Literally the same three t-shirts on rotation. That's it. That's all I've worn.
100%.
So if you wanted to make a movie of my lockdown, very good for continuity, very easy.
Yes, that is true, isn't
it? There you go. So what we're going to be doing on Friday, on tomorrow's Cabin Fever, we did this last week because Dom Jolly floofed us off at the last minute. Nothing worse than being floofed off by Dom Jolly. But we do a thing called, we haven't really got a name for it yet, but basically you can dial into the show.
Fun Time Friday.
Friday's a free-for-all. We want to hear from you. We want to hear about your best lockdown stories. So tomorrow, I will be putting up a link. And what happens is you have to have Chrome up and running. I can't believe what I normally explain to our guests.
This is such technical.
Now explaining to my fucking audience. So what you do is you have to have Chrome. You have to click the link, which we're going to tweet tomorrow, probably around 11 a.m. You click the link. You have headphones on. Make sure you click the link in Chrome, and then you will pop up and you will talk to me and Dave, and we will have some absolute gold with you. We had great times last week. We spoke to absolutely dozens of people, and it was brilliant. So we're going to do it again.
It was good. We did really drop it on people last week, just as we tweeted it.
There was very little run-up, but there will be a substantial run-up.
This is the advanced warning. And here's how the technology works, just to really drag it into technical boredom. There'll be one link available to you. You click it, and it connects you straight to the podcast. You'll be on. So like Tom says, make sure you're wearing headphones. Boring. Radio recording technical stuff.
Welcome to the biz.
But what happens if anybody then clicks that link after you? They jump on and you are absolute toast. So it's, you've got to really sort of grab your moment while you have it.
Make the most before you're toast. It's sort of competitive. It's anecdoting, but whilst being sniped by other listeners, isn't it? So at any moment, it could be an amazing anecdote. You're going to get taken out, and we get a new listener in.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all sniping Friday. We can't call it that, Dave.
Snipe day.
Sorry, can't call it that. Dave, because it's such a big day tomorrow, I think we should, you know, in there's been some Zoom calls where people turn up maybe for a Zoom wedding or for Zoom office meetings, and hilariously they wear a full suit. I'd love it if you could wear pants, Dave. If you could just do that for me for tomorrow, that'd be ideal.
The thing is, normally I would like to agree to this thing, but I'm just not going to bother because there's no, I don't want to put, I'm not putting pants on unnecessarily.
I just don't like you talking to strangers with no pants on. And mind you, have been doing it for 2 months, so there you are. Yeah. Tired or bored?
Tired. It's all tired. I've been up early since this morning. I got up too early.
I've been up since this morning.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, that is a real improvement on previous days. It is worth saying, this is the most important thing about Funtime Friday, is it all takes place on a Thursday. And that is crucial. So if you're listening to this podcast...
Oh, God, this is so complicated. Oh, God, yes.
It's so boringly complicated because we record the podcast today in advance, obviously, because we can't travel in time.
Yes.
So, yes, this link will go up sometime on Thursday around 11, 11.30 a.m. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing. That's what you're after. So if you're listening to this now, as it comes out on Thursday morning... It's probably about now, or in an hour, or maybe in half an hour. It depends. Really depends when you're listening, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Fine, good. Thanks, Dave. Well done for it.
And what is the Twitter number, Tom?
The Twitter number. Give us a call on
Cabin FE 83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plots like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dave, right. It's Wednesday. Oh, no, hang on. Try that again. I mean, it's Wednesday where I am. Dave, it's Thursday. Fuck, you're not going to cut that out either, are you? It's Thursday. It's time for Riddle Me Thursday with our A-list celebrity riddling guest, my son Wilfred. Are you ready?
Yes.
Get your piano ready because he's not even in the room yet. It'll take about 10 minutes. I mean, you can listen. You can hear live. This is how long it takes to get my child. Wilfred! I can hear stamping. Wilf! Oh, there we go. Get nice and close to the microphone. Now speak.
Okay.
Do you want to say hi to Dave?
Hi.
Hi, Wilfred. How are you?
Good.
Say how are you, Dave?
How are you, Dave?
I'm all right, thank you. Very well. Very well. I'm excited about it. Is this the third riddle we're doing today?
Third or fourth, I don't know.
Tom?
Oh, I haven't got a clue, mate. I think it's the third.
I think it's the third, yeah.
So, Wilfred, have you thought of a good one for this week?
Yeah.
Because last week's was excellent. Last week's involved a murder, which I loved.
Yes.
What's the theme for this week? Where does this week's riddle, Wilfred, take place?
It takes place on a road.
On a road. Okay, Dave. Good. I mean, I don't know if you can reflect road on a piano, but anything you can do with that.
Road.
Road. Yeah. Road. Okay, Wilfred, over to you. Take us through.
Old Town Road.
Yeah. Could you know Old Town Road, Dave? Do you know that song?
No. What is it? Okay.
It's a modern popular song. Well, it's not actually that modern, a couple of years old, it doesn't matter. Alright, so over to you, Wilfred. Take us through the story. Get up nice and close to the microphone. Take us through this week's riddle. Here we go.
There once lived a man and he didn't have any food, drink or money with him.
Right, no, so no food, no drink or money.
And then when he was driving on the road, and then he saw three doors on the side of the road. One was money. Mm. One was food and one was water. Mm-hmm. Which door does he open first?
It's gotta be. I'm going to go for water because that's what all humans need to survive.
So do it again. So there's a man with no food, drink or water, and he sees three doors, yeah?
Yeah. And he sees three doors with food, water or money. Which doors do you open first?
Which, okay. In order to survive, I suppose the most important thing is water. So I'm going to say water. Dave, what would you do if you're walking on a road and you've got no food, no drink, no money, and you see all three of those things, Dave? Which one do you go for first, or do you look for a fourth door called pants? Do you know that, Wilfred? Dave, who you're talking to now, currently not wearing any pants. What do you think about that?
Cool.
It is cool. You're absolutely right, Wilfred. It is cool. Yeah, I'm going to say water as well. You can survive for a long time without food, but you can't survive without water, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, Wilfred. Can we a bit of tension music, please, Dave? On the keys. Here we go. We've both said water there, Wilfred. Please solve the riddle for us, Wilfred Price, aka my son.
The car door.
The what?
The car door.
The car door.
Yeah. Because I said, which door does he open first? And he has to get out of his car to get right. to open one of the doors.
Right. But you did tell us he was walking down the road.
No, he was driving on the road.
The car door. Oh, yeah, because he can't order open any of the doors without the car door, can he?
Yeah, there you go. And Dave got it more than me. Yeah, you got it. If you want to get to those doors, you got to open the car door first. That's a good riddle. That's a really good riddle. Did you think of that one yourself?
Yeah.
So thanks for coming and riddling us again on Riddle Me Thursday. Can you... It was
Wednesday.
A good one. Yes, Wednesday today, but we're not telling the audience that because we record it on a Wednesday, then they listen on Thursday.
And to be fair to Wilfred, we did call it Riddle Me Wednesday for the last 2 weeks. So
we have called it Riddle Me Wednesday, to be absolutely fair.
A schedule change, yeah.
Wilfred, do you want to tell Dave and the listeners what you're up to for the rest of today? It's pretty exciting stuff, what we've got in our back garden.
A big pool.
You've got a big pool?
Yeah. Gigantic. What?
When did you get that?
We got it about a month ago.
Yeah, but it's not been warm enough, has it, until today?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's exciting. So is it full now? Is it full of water?
Yep, it's been full of water for about 2 hours.
Hey, Dave, ask him how much hot water went in there when we were filling it up.
How much hot water, Wilfred?
None.
Absolutely none.
None. Pure cold?
This guy.
No.
All right, good. Okay, well, listen, riddle me, Wilfred. Thanks for coming back on the show again. Would you like to come on next week and do a riddle for us again?
Yeah.
They're really good ones. Thank you so much.
Yeah, they're really good. Come back next week. Shall I ask you to come back next week in a song?
Yeah, here you go. Here comes the riddle me song. Enjoy this, team.
So it's a different song every week, mate. It's original?
Original? Interesting.
Original songs.
Sure, why not?
Okay, what was the... Okay, here we go. I've got a good rhyme. Got a good rhyme, everybody.
Lovely. Great news.
Thank you for the riddle about the car door. Come back next week and give us riddle number 4.
Oh, that was just wonderful. That, how good was that?
Door and 4.
You're writing riddles and he's writing songs.
Yeah.
What a skill set we've got.
Do you know who's doing nothing on the podcast, Wilfred? Your dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Me and That's you are carrying this podcast.
Actually, I think you're fine. I play the Stings. So thank you very much. Pretty hard work, actually. There you are. You can go, love. You're done.
Cool.
Thank you. That was brilliant. Say bye.
Thanks, Wilfred.
Bye. Off you go. Don't forget to open the door, which I did tell you about before you came in the room. Thank you. Then close the door. Thank you very much. It was important to be really clear about the fact that there are doors. He didn't. Look, listen.
Right. Yeah, no. It's tricky because I didn't clock that. So can I tell you my thought process throughout that one, actually, was when you said water.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the answer was. Which
I thought
makes
it was
going
to be money. I thought it was going to say you have to get money, then you can buy water and food. That's the sort of thing he'd say. I didn't realise he was in a fucking car, because if you listen carefully, back to what he said he's walking down the road.
Well, we have to double check this, because, I mean, sorry, our producer Steve, but at this point it's worth, because we don't know, we don't know, we're listening back, but it's worth just playing the clip of the first thing Wilfred said about the riddle. So here is what he said, and now you, the listener, will know whether he said a car or not, and we still won't.
We won't actually know. And in fact, Steve, seeing as Steve's got a sporting background, do you think you could do like a Hawkeye slow motion listen back to Wilfred saying, he was walking...
There once lived a man, and he didn't have any food, drink, or money with him.
Right. No. So no food, no drink, or money.
And then when he was driving on the road, and then he saw three doors on the side of the road.
So there we go. Steve just played it, and
we're not the wiser, are we?
We have no idea. Well, I am. I'm absolutely the wiser. There's no way. He said walk. He said driving. He absolutely said.
Well, so this goes. Yes. Yeah, so basically, I didn't know what the answer was. So I was then worried that I was accidentally going to get it right, which would have been an irony of ironies.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in many ways, this riddle me thing is very useful for you, Dave, because it's preparing you for being a father. Because often they say things, and you just you walk it's eggshells, proper eggshells, the whole time. Like, yes, I don't know. Is it
what do you want
one?
Me to say here? Exactly, yeah, that kind of thing.
What am I meant to say? I didn't even know. Like, yeah, it's a tricky one. And, you know, you can't be mean to them, but at the same time, they've got to learn.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Well, we'll find out, won't we? And then we'll learn for next week.
Don't worry, autonomy is brilliant. I do several thousand times a day.
That's nice.
Yeah, no one ever tells me I'm brilliant though, Dave.
No, and, you know, there's just a lot of truth in things people say and don't say, isn't there?
Yeah. So, listen, thank you very much for... yeah, nothing speaks louder than silence. Just ask Ronan Keating. Now, it's a wonderful song. Listen, what? Stop. So, Dave Cribb, are we approaching the end, do you think?
Yes.
Thanks so much for listening to Cabin Fever, Season 8, Episode 4. Don't forget, we are doing Free For All Friday. It's not
Fun Time
that.
Friday.
Fun Time Friday. That is going to be happening. We're going to be recording that on Thursday. So for a lot of you listening, it's probably today that we're going to be recording that. Check Twitter, and the link will be up there. We'd love to hear from you and chat to you. And also, what was the other thing we asked people to tweet us about? I've forgotten.
So I don't know.
Oh, screens dropping. If you have ever screens dropped something, if you've ever seen something on a screen that you weren't supposed to see, especially if it resulted in a divorce, we'd absolutely love to hear from you. I love things like that. It's brilliant.
In the meantime, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our Twitter name.
GreatBigOwl.com. It's when I listen back to these, I'm always genuinely forget that that's coming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.